nice shot out to center field.
For the first time in 3 years, the Capital Cannons look like they came ready to play against the Ohio Village Muffins, who have racked up big numbers against the Lawmakers team in the last two matches. Representative Tom Lutzen, a Democrat of Warren, captained the team of legislators from both parties. And he says they came in with a strategy.
We plan on being tricky, outlasting our competitors, and against all odds, scoring a few runs.
He's going to leg it to second. He's moving. He's going to third. He's legging it to third, and the pitch is going to be tight.
He's safe at third.
The striker is safe at third.
Civil War era baseball has a different language along with its rules. The batter is the striker, the pitcher the hurler. And after the ball is hit, players leg it instead of run. A single umpire in top hat and long coat rules on controversial plays and can fine players for bad behavior. And this is a game of fielding more than hitting. A home run is rare, and runners are out if their hit is caught not only in the air, but after one bounce on the ground. So defense is critical. The Lawmakers held the team of historic reenactors to 4 scoreless innings, but they didn't score themselves. Muffins manager Jim Kimnock admitted the zeros on both sides was a bit of a surprise.
It is. No score yet at all. Oh, had some good plays out there. So
yeah, what's going on, Hal?
I don't know. They've improved.
Even the commentators, Columbus sportscaster Vince Tornero and our own Bill Cohen, were impressed.
Great bipartisan teamwork there, Bill.
Who says these legislators can't work across party lines?
It's a great American tradition to bring both parties together.
But in the fifth inning, a surprise. Republican Representative Christina Hagan, the losing team's MVP last year, arrived in a suit and heels and was recruited to join the Muffins roster. She struck out, but the announcers agreed this was an unusual move.
Vince, in all your years of broadcasting sports, have you ever seen a development like this where somebody switches teams?
No, I have not. This is shocking. With the hurl.
There were jokes about Hagan switching parties along with switching teams, with Democrats noting they already had a Bob Hagan in the House. But some in the crowd suspected the lawmaker from Alliance had made an alliance with the Muffins.
She's a double agent, apparently.
She is. She struck out.
I get it.
Because after Hagan struck out, the Muffins scored. Each run marked with the ring of a bell and kept on scoring. After the damage was done, the Cannons tried to stop the bleeding. Republican Representative Peter Stoutberg of the Cincinnati area even stepped in front of a pitch to get hit and take a walk. But he was caught by the umpire, who ordered him to pay a fine of 25 cents for ungentlemanly conduct. The Cannons failed to put up even one run, or ace in Civil War parlance, and so they fell again to the Muffins in 7 innings, 6-0. But everyone agreed the legislators' performance was a big improvement over the last 2 years, including Democratic Representative Dan Ramos of Lorain.
You guys are getting better and better.
We'll get good enough as soon as we're termed out.
Huzzah! Huzzah! Huzzah!
There are State House observers who say the partisan battles that have gripped the legislature in recent history are some of the most bitter they've seen. But for the last 3 years, this game has been hit with lawmakers. So it's expected to be scheduled again next year. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.